Yeah. What's going on? It is Monday. Ireland's back. Hey.
Yeah.
You know the thing that I picked up from Ramona, I'm gonna demonstrate right now. Okay. So I'm gonna ask you a question, John, as Ramona, and then I want you to respond. Okay.
Got it.
John, how would you describe your house?
What if I told you? My house is nice. I like my house. It's got four bathrooms.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of TVs. It's got a backyard so the dog can run around. And most of all, it's got a guard gate to keep Mason out.
Oh, Ramona is the king of the king of the That's what they call her.
All right, you said something interesting. Why is the question even being asked, is the Lakers window closed?
Well, it's being asked because Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin asked it this morning on the Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin morning show.
No, it's not closed. And they have to make some moves, though, because the West is so much better now. We're seeing it already with Phoenix and the Clippers, and we haven't even talked about Utah and Denver when Jamal Murray gets back. And so then the big three out here back east. Mm-hmm. And so we have to get better, and they got to get some shooters to surround AD and LeBron with, because Danny Green, that move hurt us. Rondo, that move hurt us, because those guys brought something that we don't have anymore, right? Danny Green could shoot from the three-point line. Rondo with his basketball IQ and also be able to create shots for his teammates. Dwight Howard closing down the middle. So we miss those guys. So Rob Pelinka just got to bring some shooters, help AD, help LeBron, space the court, and I think the Lakers will be fine.
I find it staggering that smart people, and I'm including Stephen A. Smith in this, who I heard say
are
suggesting that the Lakers window is somehow closed. And LeBron was the favorite to win MVP in the middle of this season.
Right.
Anthony Davis is a top five player in the NBA. The window's not closed. They're just hurt. And if your suggestion is that they're somehow going to stay hurt, I think that's an incredibly pessimistic
but
view.
In fairness, on this particular case, and I don't know if you can acknowledge this or not, but we've seen the best of LeBron. He's broken down two seasons in a row. I think he's reached the mountaintop, and he's now moving down the other side. And the question is, how long does that window stay open? I think still a high-level LeBron, not the best LeBron, but a high-level LeBron who's healthy, and Anthony Davis, who is a superstar and should play like a top-five player. I think with those two guys, you got a head start, but they've really got to put a good core around them, and I don't think they've got that right now.
I agree. I think they will. I think they'll do that. But to suggest that the Lakers – I mean – we talked earlier in the show about how 10 All-Stars are injured.
Yes.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, that everybody rests in the offseason and every team comes back healthy. Okay,
yep.
So in my scenario, every player in the league is healthy to start next year. Is there a team you would rather have with a 1-2 than LeBron and AD? Maybe Kevin Durant and Kyrie?
Yeah, I mean, Brooklyn.
But that's it. Lakers are first or second.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Yeah, the key is health, and the key is that both these guys, I mean, Anthony Davis has an injury history, and we saw it this year. LeBron now, unfortunately, 2 years in a row, has had injuries that have forced him to miss a bunch of games. The ultimately comes down to health and putting the right guys around them. And if LeBron isn't healthy or if AD isn't healthy, they're screwed.
Right, but I think it's pessimistic to think that they're not going to get healthy. They just need to get there.
I agree.
All right, so let's pivot to this story.
Let me take this story. Okay. So it is Pride Month, and, you know, I'm a proud member of the LGBTQ community, and something I think pretty remarkable has just happened. Here is an Instagram post from Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that, like, one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. They're an incredible organization. They're the number one suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youth in America. And they're truly doing incredible things. And I'm very excited to be a part of it, to help in any way that I can. And I'm really pumped to see what the future holds. That's all I have for you guys. I hope you have a great day. Work hard.
There you have it. We have officially gotten our first gay professional athlete in North America, in the major four sports, in the four major sports. It is a, I mean, for me, this is a landmark day. I mean, I've known for a long time that there are professional athletes who are gay who keep that secret or come out after their playing days are over. Here's a guy who, you know, he's not the greatest player in the world, but he did have 2.5 sacks last year for the Raiders. This is a big deal, him coming out.
It's a huge deal. And let me make one minor correction to what you said.
Okay.
Jason Collins did come out when
Correct.
He was an active player, but,
yep.
And I'm friends with Jason, the end of his career is when Jason came out, when he had 1 year left, and he played his final year in Brooklyn, and I thought that was a very bold move by him, but this is not that.
Nope.
You mentioned that Carl Nassib is 28 years old. In March of 2020, he signed a 3-year, $25 million contract with the Raiders. So, Mace, he's right in the middle of a 3-year, $25 million
yeah.
deal. He had one of his best seasons last year, had his first career interception. You and I have always wondered when someone would have, for lack of a better term, the guts to come out when they were in the prime of their career.
Right.
That has never happened until right now. And I've always felt, and, you know, it's probably more important what you think because you're kind of living it, but I've always felt that whoever did this, and I'm basing this on the reaction to you when you came out,
yep.
is going to find it a very positive experience. I think that the country and the world is ready to say, all right, this is a chance to be more accepting,
yep.
more kind, and it's a chance for people to come together. I think Carl Nassib just put himself in history books for the rest of his life.
I completely agree. I mean, it takes, and I don't take a lot of credit for it because I came out when I was, I don't know, 52 or 50 or something like that, and my career was well established. This is a guy who is in the prime of his career, who's right in the middle of it, and he has made this announcement, and I think he will be viewed historically as a hero. And I honestly believe that short term, he will receive that same reaction from people. It will be a huge embrace because we now live in a culture that has embraced the LGBT community. And now we have our first representative from the four North American sports, at least a guy in his prime. Jason did it first, but this is significant. This is very significant. And now there's going to be a whole debate. Oh, what's going to happen on the team? What's going to happen in the locker room? Let me tell you something. Probably the teammates that he is closest to, he already told.
Of course.
They already know.
Right.
He's just – and this is the way to do it. I love the way he did it, too. He didn't call a press conference. It was basically Instagram post, P.S., I'm gay.
And I'm giving $100,000 to the Trevor Project, which addresses people that by the way, I've never asked you this before.
Right.
Were you ever suicidal?
I never was, but I always felt like when I was at Bowling Green and in the early days of my career and, you know, I was closeted, I always felt like my life was a house of cards and could come tumbling down at any moment. And I lived with a sense of dread until I was about 28 years old. Nobody knew. Parents, friends, nobody knew.
I find it incredibly empowering that Nassib just basically talked to every gay teenager that plays football.
Amen.
With that statement. And he went, look, I'm going to soften the ground. So, and he says it in his statement. I'm going to soften the ground so when the next Carl Nassib comes along in 10 years, he's not even going to have to do an Instagram post. It's just not going to be, you know, it's just going to be a part of the person's idea. And this is something you've always taught me, that you never wanted to be the gay sports radio host, or
you wanted it to be
a part of your identity.
Yeah,
an important part.
I'm a sports radio host who happens to be gay.
Right, and I think he just made that easier for some high school football player in the middle of the country who's gay and who's wondering, well, I can't play in the NFL, and if I do, I've got to lie about it. Maybe now you don't. And let me add this. As you know, we all make fun of this. I'm a Raiders fan.
Yes.
We have an image of renegade, tough guys.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
The fact that he's doing this as a Raider is incredibly cool, because it'd be the one team you would pick that you would think would be the hardest to accept it.
Yep.
And you watch what happens now. I know Raider fans really well. Raider fans don't care about anything except winning.
Fans are going to just put their arms around this guy and say, go, Carl.
And the first time he has an interception, they're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Raider fans, like Al Davis used to have this as a saying, just win, baby.
Yep.
Raider fans would take an alien if the guy had 4.140 speed.
Absolutely.
And so the fact that he's doing it with, for lack of a better term, the team that has the most renegade macho image is significant.
Yeah.
I think that that's a really cool part of this story.
I just checked out Outsports, which is part of SB Nation. Our friend Sid Ziegler is the publisher of that, the lead writer on that. He has a headline, and their slogan is, courage is courageous. I'm sorry, courage is contagious. Courage is contagious. And you wonder if Carl Nassib can do it with the Raiders. Are there other players who now feel that they've got the cover to be able to do it?
Right, and let me read this reaction from our friend LZ Granderson, who will be on right after us at the top of the hour. LZ just tweeted, I was getting a quick workout in before my radio show. I reached for my phone to change songs and saw this news. I just stopped crying after 15 minutes.
Yeah.
LZ's the best athlete of all of us that talk on the radio here. He's the guy that you know, if we had a Superstars competition, he would win it in a runaway. And I would imagine LZ, like you, will be very happy and bordering on emotional when he gets on the air at 4 o'clock.
I literally have chills.
Yeah. And I love Jorge, just in case, because people tune in and out all the time, play his statement again. And I love the casual nature by which he drops the bomb and how he explains it. Again, if you're just joining us, here's Carl Nassib, a Raiders defensive end in the middle of a $25 million contract. He's 28 years old, making sports history.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. I'm at my house here in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate. And I'm going to start by donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project. They're an incredible organization. They're the number one suicide prevention service for LGBTQ youth in America. And they're truly doing incredible things. And I'm very excited to be a part of it, to help in any way that I can. And I'm really pumped to see what the future holds. That's all I have for you guys. I hope you have a great day. Work hard.
Wow.
Yeah, if you want to react to it, 877-710-ESPN. Mace, coming up, I want to comment on what happened in the Supreme Court today.
Yeah.
And I'm debating, you and I have an arrangement. I'm wondering if the arrangement applies in seven-inning games.
Okay.
If it's a seven-inning game, do you want me to alert you of a special game?
Okay. That's good. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I love that drop.
That is so good. Hey, quick reminder, tonight, we haven't talked about this, but Dodgers versus Padres down in San Diego, Julio Urias versus Yu Darvish tonight, which is a great game. Padres have fallen off. They've fallen a couple of games behind the Dodgers.
Although they swept the Reds last week for the first time ever, and then they saved their series over the weekend with a win. I think the Dodgers only lost once while I was gone.
They've been really good. They tried to throw out that game yesterday.
Okay, so Mays, do you want to be alerted to special games if they're only 7-inning games?
You know, my opinion is that if you throw a no-hitter and you have only been given 7 innings to pitch, it's not Madison Bumgarner's fault that he happened to pitch in a 7-inning no-hitter. I think, for me, it counts as a no-hitter.
Okay.
So, yes, I would like to be alerted.
Jacob DeGrom
has
not allowed a hit through 4 innings against Atlanta.
And for the record, he did get checked already once in this game.
Oh, I was wondering about that. Yeah, isn't
it interesting? I just sent you guys a video. I retweeted it, and I sent you guys the video. He already got checked today. It was the first player to get checked.
I was going
to
say, isn't it interesting that the very first guy to be checked would be Jake DeGrom, who is the best pitcher in baseball?
I almost think that was by design.
It definitely was.
Like, I think that by checking DeGrom first, they're saying no one is above being checked.
I agree.
He's universally considered the best player in best pitcher in baseball right now. And so if you check him, it's basically the equivalent of the NBA checking LeBron.
No question.
You know,
no question.
So I'm glad he passed, too.
By the way, one of the big stories, the biggest story of the day is that Carl Nassib, defensive end for the Raiders, has come out as gay. Wayne is on the line in Los Angeles. Wayne, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, fellas. Thank you for taking my call. And I just want to say I've been listening to you guys for years. It has never bothered me at all that Steve Mason came out as gay because I said you guys are the best on the radio. Now, that being said, I'm a big Raider fan. Carl Nassib, he's what I call a headhunter. He can hit people, and I'm like, gay or not, he will lay you out. So my thing is, I'm still going to support the Raiders. I don't have time to discriminate against nobody. I'm a black man from the South. I'm a straight man, but I mean, I don't have no problem with nobody. I mean, if you gay, whatever the case may be, hey, that's you. You know, live your life, you know. But I'm saying like this right here. I applaud the man for coming out the way he did. And if anybody got a problem with him, they obviously have a problem with themselves. And so you guys, I'm always going to be listening to you every single day. And rock on, Raiders. I'm out.
Awesome.
Rock on, Raiders.
Wayne.
Attaboy, Wayne. The autumn wind is a Raider. And now we got a gay hitman. Let's go.
Gay or not, he'll lay you out.
Love that. By the way, that's kind of a good thing, too, that he's a very physical, tough guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that it checks down it's just knocking down stereotypes left, right, and sideways.
Yep. Yeah, good. It's a great day. All right, coming up next for you, we are giving away a 4-pack of tickets. Now, John, you know, I got pull.
All right.
So
to what?
The movie Black Widow is coming out.
Isn't that Scarlett Johansson in, like, skin-tight cat suits?
Correct.
I mean,
for Marvel, she plays Black Widow. It's going to premiere on Friday, July the 9th. But if you are a Mason and Ireland listener and you win one of our stupid games, you will get a 4-pack of tickets to see that show Thursday night, July the 8th at 7 o'clock. And we're going to do it at Regal Cinemas in West Covina. So we're going to go see some listeners in West Covina. That's the Regal Cinemas off the 10 Freeway in West Covina. Great location. Right now, if you want to win tickets to this exclusive Mason movie night screening of Black Widow, 877-710-ESPN. That's 877-710-ESPN.
So wait, really, they can see it. They can see this movie before it comes out to the general public?
Correct. It's an exclusive. An exclusive, John.
Cool.
877-710-ESPN. We will give away those next. 877-710-ESPN. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, so I'm doing a special advanced screening of Black Widow on Thursday, July the 8th at 7 p.m. Stars Scarlett Johansson, of course, gets her own Marvel movie of her own. It's a Regal Cinemas in West Covina, and we've got a simple little game to give away a four-pack of tickets,
All right, so John, are you ready?
Yep, you bring them on, I'll ask the question.
All right, Marcia in La Quinta is up first. Hey, Marcia, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi. I was just in La Quinta last weekend. I love that town.
Yeah, it's warming up.
I hear it's like 115. All right, what was the worldwide box office gross for Avengers Endgame, closest without going over? Worldwide box office gross for Avengers Endgame.
What do you think, Marcia?
$800 million.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Stay on the line. Jesse in West Covina is next. Jesse, what do you think?
Oh, Jesse hung up. Sorry, guys.
Jesse hung up, so he's out. Julius in West Covina. Hey, Julius.
Yes, sir.
Mace, ask the question again.
What was the worldwide box office gross of Avengers Endgame?
$1
billion. $1 billion.
Okay, Julius, stay in line. One more, Carlos in Rosemead. Hey, Carlos. Carlos, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep, got you.
What's your guess, Carlos?
1.5.
1.5 billion?
1.5 billion.
Yeah.
Okay, Mace, who's the Marcia says 800 million. Julius says a billion. Carlos says 1.5 billion. You want one more guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Kat. In West Covina. Hey, yes. Kat, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's your guess?
$500 million.
Okay.
$500 million. All right.
All right, Mace. So you got a $500 million, an $800 million, a billion, or a 1.5?
The correct answer, $629 billion.
With a B?
With a B.
So Carlos wins. And he only guessed $1.5 billion.
Correct.
Wow, way to go, Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos has got it. Carlos has got a four-pack of tickets to join me for a special advanced screening of Black Widow Thursday, July the 8th at Regal Cinemas in West Covina. Over the next couple of weeks, you will have a chance. I think we're doing it every day because we got to fill up the entire theater. So, so make sure you're listening. We'll give away another four-pack tomorrow.
Okay, so I know we got to get to Game of Games, but I wanted to get this in there. Did you see the Supreme Court ruling today about the NCAA?
I did.
Okay, so if you listen to this show, you know that I think that the NCAA are the Keystone Cops. They can't get out of their own way. It's a bad organization that's poorly run. So they spent millions and millions of dollars in lawyers and legal fees and this went all the way to the Supreme Court, to try and keep players from getting additional benefits while they're in college. In other words, you can't give them a laptop. You can't give them additional scholarship. You can't give them any other advantages that regular students don't have. And Mace, this despite the fact that these players generate billions, with a B, speaking of the Avengers thing, for the universities. Today, the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 against the NCAA. All 9 Supreme Court justices ruled in favor of the athletes, which I think it's not the end of the game.
It's not the end of the game,
but it's a big
closer.
Yeah, it's a big victory, and I think the athletes are up like 35-0 going to the fourth quarter now from getting paid, because now you can find creative ways to pay
correct.
The student athletes.
Correct, and the California law is going to be interesting. You're allowed to endorse a product and own your own likeness and image. That's a step forward. I think that takes place in 2023 or 2024, I think. We're moving in that direction. So, and I think it's a healthy one. I mean, we live in a world where the NCAA is essentially has no competition. And when you got no competition, there's antitrust. And this is an antitrust violation to not pay, quote unquote, the employees what they're worth.
Right. And you know a little bit about antitrust cases. This is a they're not easy to win. And this is a major landmark victory for those athletes. And I've been arguing this for years. With the revenue they bring in, first of all, to keep your own name and likeness never should have been an issue. And they've got that worked out. And now they'll be able to receive benefits based on the fact that they're bringing in millions. And wait till you see how creative the schools get now. So I think this is a step in the right direction. And I hope, like Jay Billis, I saw tweeted that the fact that the NCAA spent all this money and got shut out 9-0 and then gave Mark Emmert months ago a new contract as the leader of the NCAA is a complete disconnect. They're just clinging to old, outdated positions and values. And I just hopefully this will get the NCAA a wake-up call that they need to work with the athletes, not against them.
Yeah.
Because this is a big door opening for kids that generate all that money for the schools.
Hey, let me ask you a question, because it's possible I screwed up that game. Go figure.
Yeah, but you know what? I think we still got the right winner.
Yes. Did I screw it up?
Yeah, well, I've had two people tweet me that it only made $2.8
billion.
Our math was off again.
Matt Mace, you're not allowed to do math. That's the way that we should do it.
Yeah, it's $2.7 billion. But we still got the right winner.
Yeah, Carlos was the high guess at $1.5
billion. Yeah, if it was $656 billion, I think Disney would just retire. They'd say, all right, we're done.
And then you and I could ask for much more money in our next commercial.
Sure, and I'm sure we are superheroes, so we would get it.
Exactly.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It's John's game today. While he was away, we all got to play. Sound like Michael Thompson there. Well, he was away. We all got to play. And it was a good week for Jorge. Mm-hmm. It is Ireland 5, Jorge 4, Mason 3, Lindsay 3. So a horse race in the month of June. We'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. Did I mention Carl Nassib of the Las Vegas Raiders has come out as gay, officially defensive end. Great news, exciting, congratulations to him. And I would just say everybody's got their own personal coming out process. But this demonstrates that you can do it and you will not be the world is welcoming. I'll just say that. The world is welcoming. This guy's a hero. And in your own small way, if you come out, when you come out, if you decide to come out, you will be a hero. All right, there you have it. And just for informational purposes, Avengers Endgame did not gross $858 billion.
Oh, man.
Dollars. Did not.
I think we should have a policy that you are banned from doing anything mathematical.
Is your game have anything math in it? Because I hope not.
My game, and I have very limited
It's Ireland's
math.
Game. Yeah. So Ireland has won 5 times this month. Jorge, 4. Lindsay, 3. Me, 3. Michael Thompson, Momo, both scoreless. Momo gave it a shot last week, but she was out. John, what is your game today?
Okay, guys, I came across a quiz on the internet that claims if you get 75% of the answers correct, you have an IQ of over 140.
Oh, nice.
I have selected 8 questions, which means if you get 6 right, you hit 75%.
By the way, Mason, John, it's so weird that you bring this up, because last week we were talking about a bit where we all take an IQ test. So this is a good sampling.
This will be similar to that. All right, so Mason always claims to be the smartest person in the show.
I am the smartest person.
Let's put that to the test. It is Mason, Lindsay, and Jorge. Here we go.
Is it buzz in?
Nope, it's multiple choice. Everybody gets a shot.
Okay.
All right. Question 1. And, but, and, or are examples of what? Contractions, conjunctions, adverbs, or prepositions? Lindsay.
Conjunctions.
Okay, Jorge.
Yeah, conjunctions.
Mace.
Conjunctions.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Yeah, thank you to those videos. I know exactly.
Schoolhouse
and I also
Rock,
know how
you guys are all,
law.
You guys are all on your way to a genius IQ.
Nice.
Number 2, this one starts with Jorge.
Okay.
The process of liquid turning into a gas is an example of what? Transpiration, precipitation, evaporation, or condensation? Jorge.
Condensation.
Mace.
Evaporation.
Lindsay.
Evaporation.
Lindsay and Mace get the point. Jorge, Did just you guess record, precipitation? That's rain.
Should, no,
that's
no, no, no. I said no. Yeah. It's condensation.
Just rain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's just as bad. All right.
I guess wrong.
Right. They Mason, should be named as your buzzer.
Yeah.
Too easy.
All right. Mace, this one to you. Which one of these animals is an herbivore? Frog, sheep, whale, lion.
A sheep is an herbivore.
Lindsay.
Yep, sheep.
Jorge.
Sheep.
Very good. I think, Jorge, you just guessed because Lindsay and Mace guessed it, but I'm giving you the point anyway.
Win any way you want, Jorge.
Right. Mace and Lindsay are on their way to being geniuses. All right, here we go. Lindsay, back to you. The words go, ask, and kick are examples of what? Adjectives, verbs, prepositions, or pronouns?
Prepositions.
Okay. Jorge.
What was the list again?
Adjectives, verbs, prepositions, or pronouns?
I'm with Lindsay on this one.
You're going prepositions. Okay, Mace.
Yeah, I think those are all verbs.
Those are all verbs, and Mason yes. is 4 for 4. Those are action verbs. Very
I
good.
I should know smart. That as an English major.
Smartness.
Okay. Here we go. Question 5. Mason is perfect. And don't think he's
not. By the way, cut that, Jorge. Mason is perfect. Oh,
well, Mace, if you run the table, I'll give you full credit.
Cut all right, here we go. He says Mason is perfect.
I didn't hear anything.
All right. Jorge, this one's to you.
Okay.
A triangle with one 90-degree angle is called what? A scalene triangle, an isosceles triangle, a right triangle, or an equilateral triangle?
Oh, man, you give them the easy ones. I'll go with A.
You're going scalene. Okay, Mace.
With one right angle.
With one 90-degree angle is called what? Scalene, isosceles, right, or equilateral?
I'll say that's an isosceles.
Okay, Lindsay.
So right.
Lindsay is correct. It's a right angle, and Lindsay has tied Mason.
Damn.
Jorge, you're stuck at 2.
Oh.
My smartness right, broke down for a minute there.
Come on, Lindsay. Rooting for you. Mace, this one's to you. How many continents are there in the world? 4, 5, 7, or 10? Mace.
3. 5.
Okay, Lindsay.
7.
Jorge.
Yeah, 7.
Lindsay and Jorge get the point, and Lindsay has passed Mason 5-4.
Oh, there's got to this. You gave her the answers.
There are two questions left, Mason.
I remember that one from elementary school.
You
Mace.
Could catch her.
Okay.
Okay. Lindsay, this one's back to you. The sum of the angles of a triangle are always blank degrees. The sum of the angles of a triangle. 180, 240, 90, or 360? Lindsay.
180.
Okay. Jorge.
You said 180, 360.
180, 240, 90, or 360?
I'll say 90.
Mace.
I got to pick up a point, but I think it's 180.
You going with 180?
Yeah.
Glad you did. You got it right. All right, so Lindsay leads 6-5, Mace. You have to get this right to catch her.
Ugh.
All right, to force the tiebreaker. I'll make Lindsay go first to give you a chance. Last question, Lindsay. Humans are classified as what?
Oh, God.
So mammals,
I don't even need
fungi, marsupials, or mitochondria?
That's a one-foot putt.
Well, contrary to Kawhi's belief about fungi, I'm going to say they're mammals.
Okay, Jorge.
The list again?
Mammals, fungi, marsupials, or mitochondria?
Jeez. I'll go with B.
You're going with fungi.
It's mammals.
Mason
Come on,
is correct,
Jorge.
And Lindsay is the new smartest person on the show.
Woo!
7 out of 8, Linz. Way to go.
I reject this contest.
I don't care if you reject it. You just lost to Lindsay.
I just rejected it. I did. I just rejected it. Now, okay. Congratulations to Lindsay.
Your rejection has been heard and denied.
Okay. Can we actually do something? You know, we talk about
these things.
No, you lost. No, wait. Can we actually do something? Because we talk about these things, then we never follow up.
Well, it depends on what exactly that something is.
No, you can't say because you lost, we're having a new test. Lindsay is the smartest person.
I think a real IQ test.
That was a real IQ
test.
No, it wasn't. That was. I'm talking about where you get a number.
Well, I just said she got 75%. Her IQ is 140.
Yep. That's not accurate.
Well, of course it's accurate.
That's according to the article that you
By the way, Mace, so did you.
According to something on the internet.
No, Mace, so did you. You got 6 out of 8.
Oh, yeah, so I'm a genius also.
Right. You guys both have IQs over 140. Now, Jorge got 3 out of 8. He's a dunce.
Yeah, boy, poor Jorge. You're in the corner with a
All right,
little
I'll give you guys the tiebreaker just for kicks.
Okay.
All right? Closest without going over, how many U.S. states touch an ocean? Mm. Lindsay.
Oh, wild guess. 13.
All right, Jorge?
Geez, I'll say, damn, I was right there, Lindsay. I'll say 11.
All right, Mace?
I'm going to guess 11. No. I'm going to guess 13.
Lindsay and Mason tie. The answer is 23.
23?
Yeah, 23 states touch an ocean.
Wow. I was way off.
Yeah, all the ones on the West Coast, all the ones on the East Coast, and all the ones down below.
I guess we're over now.
Yeah.
I guess that's the end of the show.
Yeah, I guess we're over now.
Dodgers, Padres tonight. Go, Julio. Big game.
Yes.
And Carl Nassib of the Raiders. Go, Carl.
And speaking of that, LZ Granderson, who will have a lot to say about this, is coming up next, along with Sedano and Momo filling in for Cap.
And we'll back tomorrow at 12:55 sharp, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.